Bike Maryland's 22nd annual Tour de Port will take place on Sunday, September 27th, and my guest to talk about it is Bike Maryland's Executive Director, Nate Evans. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you for having me.
Aside from a spectacular time, what are the overall goals of the Tour de Port?
Tour de Port is Bike Maryland's major fundraising event for the year, so this really enables us to continue our mission throughout the year. But at the same time, it gives us a great opportunity to bring everybody out for a great bike ride and also helps us get to know a lot of the people that we're representing throughout the year. There's been a great big push for more bikeability across the country and across the world, especially over the past 10 years. Bicycling has traditionally been known as a recreational sport that people partake on the weekends. Well, since we've had our recession, more people are relying on bicycling as transportation to save money on gas, insurance, maintenance of cars, and also to get exercise. With also the environmental awareness that we've had over the past few decades, riding bikes is a good alternative to sitting in car traffic.
And parking.
Exactly.
I noticed on the last Tour de Port that there was a new ride, the Ravens Challenge, and it was a challenge, especially for an intermediate bicyclist, but it was beautiful. Was this your idea to do to mix it up a little bit?
Yes, we definitely want to make it Tour de Port so that people want to come back to it year after year, that there's something new that they can find. So this being the 22nd year, we even ratcheted it up a little bit this year. We have this year an urban adventure ride, and that is basically geared toward mountain bikers and cyclocross riders who are used to riding on grass or natural surface trails. And it gives them a really unique route throughout the city that weaves in some trails, some winding paths around the city. And it also gives them some great views, some kind of tucked away places in the city that they can go and see that otherwise they wouldn't have on a regular bike tour.
So if you've never ridden a mountain bike, if you've never done that sort of cycling, can you just do this? Or is that not such a good idea? Should you have some experience?
Well, the good thing is we have four different routes for people to choose from. And these four routes are definitely geared toward people of all kinds of variety of bike riding.
So if I'm intrigued by the Urban Challenge, but have never done any mountain biking, could I try it out during the Tour de Port?
It's not going to be impossible. If you don't have experience, then there's going to be some sections that you're probably going to walk. But overall, it's still a really good route, and there's still a good portion of the route on city streets. So even if you're not used to riding trails, then you'll still be able to manage the route. But it's definitely geared toward people that want to get that extra adventure to it.
And so if you don't have a mountain bike or a cyclocross bike, maybe rent one? Would you recommend?
Absolutely, yeah. All the bike shops in our the Baltimore area, they rent bikes. So you can go and check one out. They'll get you fitted ahead of time. So you are definitely riding a bike that's a little bit more fitted for your person, and then you can enjoy the route a little bit more.
And so there's something for everyone.
Yeah, so our harbor route is about 12 miles, and that's really geared toward people that want to come in, see Baltimore, see the harbor. It's great for families. It's nice and flat. It goes through Patterson Park, Federal Hill. It goes out around Silo Point and Under Armour and then comes back to Canton Waterfront Park. So we have a 135-mile route that goes out to North Point State Park out on the bay, and that'll take you through the traditional port so you get to see some of the workings of our industrial area. It goes through Dundalk, goes out through Edgemere, so you get a good combination of suburban and country rides while you're out going to see the Chesapeake Bay.
So have you ridden all the rides?
Yes. So I had the privilege of being bike planner for Baltimore City prior to coming on board at Bike Maryland. So I know the routes inside the city really well. The Urban Adventure route, I'm proud to say I put that one together myself just based on my personal knowledge of the city and just some really cool places that I really wanted people to see but otherwise wouldn't have an excuse or an opportunity to go see. Also, growing up in and around Baltimore City and County, I've had the opportunity to bike all over the area. So it's been a real pleasure to put these routes together and let other people see really cool sides of Baltimore.
Well, the Ravens Challenge was gorgeous. I mean, it was a challenge for me as an intermediate cyclist, but it was gorgeous.
It really is. We're really proud of that route. It's going to be the same as it was last year, but it takes people up through Long Green Valley, gives a great view of some agricultural preservation areas, as well as coming down through Baltimore City.
I love seeing all the people that come out for the Tour de Port. It's not just the traditional sort of high-powered cyclists, although they come too. But you see, like you said, you see families. There's this one gentleman who comes out with his daughters and they ride in tandem, all kinds of different bikes and everything. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's a great event. And what we really aim to do at Bike Maryland is to normalize cycling. So it's not just something that people that envision Lance Armstrong that can go out there in their cycling shorts and their Lycra. We want it to be so that where we get to the point in Maryland where you can just wear your khakis, wear a button down, wear a dress, and go for a bike ride, whether it's to the store, run some errands, places of worship, going to school or work, and that it's not just something that people do on the weekends with high-end bikes.
How can people sign up and get more information about the Tour de Port?
We've got a great website set up at tourduport.org, and folks can go in there and see some pictures from years past and get a really good idea of what you want to sign up for. And then we also have more information at our main website, and that's bikemaryland.org.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Bike Maryland's 22nd annual Tour de Port will take place Sunday, September 27th, and my guest has been Bike Maryland's executive director, Nate Evans.